The gray whale was originally reported in Ideal Cove, about 15 miles south of Petersburg. The disentangled team left the harbor Friday morning, ready to head out to Frederick Sound aboard Barry Bracken's vessel, Island Dream. But they didn't have to go far. Almost immediately, Bracken says they spotted the whale in the Wrangell Narrows, right in front of town.
As we were leaving the harbor, happened to look over toward Saspe Island there, right in front of Doc Sprague's place. Saw the what I thought was a gray whale blow, and I said, well, that's strange. And so we drifted for a while, and sure enough, and it fit the description of the animal we were looking for, so we didn't have to go looking for it. It came looking for us, I guess.
The team included Bracken, Don Holmes, and Sonny Rice, who are all board members of the Petersburg Marine Mammal Center, as well as local fisherman Bob Martin. They're all trained to respond to tangled whales as part of the Alaska Marine Mammal Stranding Network. Working from a skiff, they were eventually able to get a carabiner in line, called a control line, attached to the gear trailing from the whale's tail. By this time, the animal had traveled a few miles down the narrows to Scow Bay.
The gear itself was very, very close to the fluke, but it was also trailing a huge, huge mass of kelp. And by the time we got that cut off, we figured that was probably over 200 pounds of kelp that it was dragging behind the gear itself. It was all entangled in a big wad. And anyway, we got part of the gear off, lost the control line several times, reattached.
Rice and Martin were finally able to cut the massive gear off at around 2:30 in the afternoon near Mountain Point. Bracken says the whale was emaciated and had injuries to its tail, but at least it was free of gear when it swam away.
It's probably between 22, 25 feet long, so it's a relatively small whale. And generally they're kind of a charcoal gray with white patches on them. This one is almost, because of the amount of whale lice and barnacles, almost looked more a creamy brown color, not a healthy animal. And it was moving on down the narrows, so if anybody spots it, we'd certainly be interested in a follow-up on it.
Bracken, who is a retired fisheries biologist, says the fishing gear they recovered was not anything that's used in Alaska.
It's kind of almost a burgundy pink monofilament gill net with some really interesting cork and lead line. And it's a full 9-inch stretch mesh, which would be fishing for some type of a large type of fish. And the way it's rigged, it might have even been used as a sunken gill net. And I was talking to National Marine Fisheries Service about it, and some speculation that it's possible it could have dragged it all the way up from Mexico, but it's certainly not any U.S. gear that I'm familiar with, and very definitely not anything local.
Bracken's not sure how the whale will do, but he's glad at least it now has a chance.
By not having the gear, at least now it'll be able to feed. It still has some injuries on the tail, and certainly has been without the ability to feed for an extended period of time, but you know, maybe this will give it a chance.
While gray whales are occasionally spotted in southeast, it's not their usual habitat. Bracken says the majority breeds off Mexico and calves in the lagoons of the Pacific shore of Baja. He says they swim 5,500 miles to the Chukchi Sea to feed, the longest mammalian migration on Earth. They feed on the bottom, dredging broad, soft, shallow areas for worms, mollusks, and crustaceans.
Their feeding method is that they feed in shallow water, go down, actually get them on their side, get a mouthful of mud and debris and blow out the muddy water and swallow the remains. So they're definitely dredge feeders. So they require large expanses of shallow, rich shallow water, which we have very little of in our area.
The Wrangell Narrows is a busy channel, and Bracken expressed his appreciation to all the larger vessels that slowed down to minimize their wakes as they passed the rescue effort. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.